Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Chulin Daf Memtet Amud Aleph, about to take a look at the next in the list of Trefot in the Mishnah, Paragimel Mishnah Aleph, Nikva HaKeva, if the stomach was punctured. Now the Keva is the fourth and the final stomach in the four stomach system. Yitzchak Ben Achmana Reb Shaya, Chelev Sha'al Gavei Keva, the fat that is over the keva, koanim nahagubohetta, the koanim believe that chelev, and this is now not in the times of the Mikdash, this is afterwards, also believe that that chelev is not prohibited chelev. Ki Rabbi Yishmael shamar mishum avotav, v'simanecha Yishmael kahana masaye kahani. Evidently Yishmael was a kohen, and he would help the kohanim. Let's find out what this is about. Mahi. Tanya, Kotvachur Bnei Israel, when the Kohanim are commanded to bless Bnei Israel, Rishmael Melamandu Brachal Yisrael and Pi Kohanim. All we know from there is that the Kohanim have to bless Israel. The Kohanim Atzman Lolamandu, we don't know that they get a bracha, the Kohanim themselves get a bracha. Shomer Vani Avarachem, the end of the Pasuk is, and I will bless them. Have Omer, Kohanim Rachim Yisrael, Makodesh Baruch Mavarach LaKohanim. So it's a double system. Kohanim bless Israel, Hashem blesses the Kohanim. We'll see what that bracha is. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Lamanu bracha li Yisrael in pi Kohanim. Biagvua lo Lamanu. What we don't know is Hashem blessing Yisrael. Shomer Vani Avarachem, Ove Makonogim Vachim Yisrael, Makodesh Baruch Maskim Al Yadam. The Kohanim bless Yisrael, and the Hakodesh Baruch supports that bracha. Ani Avarachem now is not the Kohanim, but Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva bracha la Kohanim Menali, but he agrees that God blesses the Kohanim. Where does that come from? Chama Yitzchak from Varachecha, Aracham Rachecha. What does God say to Avraham? Those who bless you, I will bless. So since you bless Israel, I will bless the Kohanim, who are blessers of my people. My Messiah Kohani. So now that we've established that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva both agree that the Kohanim get a blessing, how did Rabbi Shmuel help? Makom brachad Kohanim, makom brachad Yisrael. Because he says it's not coming from the pasuk in Breishit. Rabbi Shmuel says it's coming from the same bracha that they give to Yisrael. Vani avarachem. Now, Rishwa Shom Mishum Avotav Mahi, what's the second piece of this puzzle? The Tanya, at Kol HaChelev Asher Al HaKerev. This is Chelev that goes with the Korban on the Mizbeach, and of course, therefore, can't be eaten. Lavi Chelev Shal Gabei HaDakin. This is including the fat that's on top of the small intestines, the Rabbi Shmuel. So therefore, Bishmuel says, but the Chelev Al HaKeva is not included, and that's Mutar. Bekeva Omer Lavi Chelev Sha'al Gabei HaKeva. He says, no, the Chelev on the Keva is included in the Isur. Now, parenthetically, just to explain about the Kohanim, remember, the Kohanim get Matnot Kuhuna, they get gifts from animals that people shecht, including the Keva, and the Kohanim would eat the fat on the Keva. Or Mini, watch this challenge. At the Chelev Asherel HaKerev, the same Pasuk, this should be Rabbi Yishmael. Omer Ma Chelev Chaset HaKerev Krum V'ni Klav, just like the Chelev on top of the Kerev, is like a membrane that can be lifted off. I've called Kumin Vini Klaf. Therefore, anything that can be lifted off, which would of course include on the Keva. Rabbi Kiva Omer Machelev Al Chazet HaKerev Totav Kumin Vini Klaf. It sits up, kind of like a tent, and is lifted off. I've called Totav Kumin Vini Klaf, which would mean then not the Chelev Shal HaKeva. So we have a flip position here. Shalach Ravin Mishmedi Rabbi Yochanan Kachi Atzah Shal Mishnah. So he says that Rabbi Yochanan says that's the proper way to read the Mishnah. And the first version we had is flipped. Rabbi Ishmael is the Machmir, and Rabbi Kiva is Mekel. My Chazita Pchat Kamaita, so since you have two conflicting versions that are inverted, why do you decide the first one is backwards, Epoch Patraita, maybe the second one's backwards? Shaniacha Kevin Diktani Ma, because in the second one we have a full development. He says, just like the Chelev Shalak Karev is like this, etc. Now, dafka, and therefore, that's an explicit learning. Ihachi k'Rabbi Yishmael. So then why in the original statement do we say that they ate the chelev k'Rabbi Yishmael? K'Rabbi Akiva, it actually follows Rabbi Akiva. Rachma Yitzchak, Shamar Mishum Avotav, Velelo Sfirole. It means Rabbi Yishmael was quoting his ancestors, who held that way. By the way, his colleague Rabbi Akiva also held that way. He didn't agree with it. Okay, Amarav, chelev tahor sotem. Tamei eno sotem. So he said a very simple equation. If you have chelev, which is tahor, like the chelev that we just discussed, then it also seals up a puncture and is a good seal. If it's chelev tamei, it's not. And part of the reason is because chelev tahor is stuck right on, and Chelev Tameh is a little bit separated. Now, question is what kind of equation is it? Rosh Hashanah Merach Hazev Hazev Sotem. He says it's all Sotem. Bar Rabbi Zera, Chelev Chayamai. What do we do with Chelev if it's a Yadir? Because all Chelev is Mutter and Adir. Davka Mar Chelev Tahor Sotem. So was Rav's statement simply, any chelev which is considered tahor has a din of sotem, and therefore all chelev in a chaya is sotem. Or maybe because in a behema, chelev tahor is stuck right on. V'haylo mahadek, but the same kind of chelev in a deer is not necessarily stuck on, it just happens to be tahor by divine fiat. So which is it? Rabbi, mighty ba'ele. Rabbi says, what's the question? Just because you're allowed to eat that chelev doesn't mean it's stuck on. There's no reason it would be sotem. All Rav is giving is a siman, the same kind of chelev in a behema that is tahor, is because it's stuck on and therefore it seals. Okay, ahun nekev nisat machelev tamei. We have a case where there was a puncture that was sealed up by chelev tamei. What's the concern here? First of all, Rav Shesha disagreed with Rav and said, even Chelev Tamei is Sotem. Besides which, the Torah wants us to be as careful with Israel's money as possible. We're not going to declare something treif if we have something to rely on. So I'm not a Papa Larava. Papa turned and challenged him. He says, Rav, Yisur, Doraita, Vatamar, Tatora, Chasma, Manam, Shal, Yisrael. First of all, you got Rav, who prohibits. And this thing is an Isur, Doraita. And you're raising the concern of Tatora, Chasma, Manam, Shal, Yisrael. That's just not of a reasonable concern to raise when the deck is really stacked against permitting. So now we have a similar story. Manyumin Kinduka, he was a pot maker. Iglele Bistaka Deduvsha, he discovered among his pots a pot of honey. Atta the Kame de Rava, he came to Rava. Rava the Maynechushta, the concern here was, is this migule, is this liquid that's been exposed to snake venom? The three that are listed in the Mishnah and Trumot don't include Dvash. So there's no concern. And again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be careful with Yisrael's money and not to declare something unusable and you have to get rid of it unless it's necessary. So now instead of Rapapitz, of Nachman Yitzchak says to Rava, Rabbi Shimon, Vasakonat Navashit, you have Rabbi Shimon who weighs in, as we'll see in a minute, and says that honey is really subject to gilui, and this is worse than isur. This is sakana, as we saw in the first parak, sakanta chamir misura. V'yatamar t'torah chasam amash Yisrael. So let's see, Rabbi Shimon Mahi, which Rabbi Shimon? Tanya chamisha in v'mishum gilui. We have a braita that says there's five kind of liquids that are not subject to the problem of gilui. Tzir v'chometz. Tzir is fish juice, chometz vinegar, shemen udvash umuryas, another kind of oil. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afen Yesh Pem Yishum Gilu. Rabbi Shimon disagreed. So Dvash, according to Rabbi Shimon, is a problem. Shimon, Ani Ra'iti Nachash Shatat Tzir B'Tzaydan. I saw a snake that went in and actually drank fish juice up in Tzaydan, near Tveria. Amrilo Shati Havi. That was a crazy snake. Ve'inuvin Raya Menashal Tim. You can't bring a Raya from there. But the point is that Rabbi Shimon held that Dvash was a problem. Amarli Odili Mihat B'Tzir. So Rava said to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, at least agree with me about Tzir, Dar Papa, Ravuna, Brady Rav Yeshua, Rabbanan, Kiabalu, Giluya, Shadilu, Betzir. They would take any water or anything that was Megula and they'd throw it into fish juice to kill it. So it's certainly an antidote. So we're certainly not going to take Rav Shimon's opinion into account. So nonetheless, Rav Nachman Yitzchak turned to Rav and said, Amalei, Eodi, the Miyab, Advash, but you got to agree with me about honey, that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Kaiko, Atenu, and not only Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, we have also Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who agrees with him and says Dvash is subject to it, and this fellow found a pot of Dvash, we've got to prohibit it. Okay, so two parallel cases. Amar Nachman, Chelev asui kekova ino sotem. If you have fat, and this is the other side of what we said before, it's like a hat. In other words, it's tented up. It's not sotem. So hecha, where is this? Amri lachiti de karkasha, at the rectum. Amri la tapasha de libar, perhaps around the heart. Okay, Amarava Shamit Minator of Nachman Tarti. I heard two things from Nachman. Chinsa ubar chinsa. I heard about these two parts. Chad satim v'chad lo satim. One of them, one of these fats is sotem, one is not. I don't know which he said which about. Bar chinsa satim, chinsa lo satim. I'll tell you what he said. The bar chinsa is, the chinsa is not. see what these are in a minute. Tavur v'simanecha, the way to remember it is Yafek koch haben mikoch ha'av. The son is stronger than the father. The bar chimsa is stronger than the chimsa. Now, hey chimsa, bar chimsa, what are these? From Nachman, inu mechal achli. They in Eretz Yisrael eat this stuff. And we claim it's not even sotem. Okay, so let's see what we're talking about. In other words, this is stuff that in Eretz Yisrael we got as chelev tahor, and they eat it, and we don't even think it in Bavel that it even is even sotem. De'akashta kuli amalo pligi de'asir. If it's this particular kind of fat that's very loose, then we all agree it's asur. Kipligi de'atra. We're talking about fat that's either on the bow side, underneath of the stomach, or on the top side. Alright? Now, that's the ayatra. Ikadamri de ayatra, kalemel pligi de shari. Everybody agrees that one is mutar. Kipligi de akashta. Kanamra avyam ravami, mekamsin. Vachen rabiana, mishum zaken achad, mekamsin. So that we have this, right, that the kiha, as Rashi points out, is a statement about the first one that mekamsin. Rav Avi, how they came to Kami to Rabbi Ami, kamtsu v'havule. They would peel it off and give it to him, v'achal, and he'd eat it. In other words, whatever could be peeled off is okay. Shame to Rabbi Chanina, how they kai Kami to Rabbi Chanina. So his servant was standing in front of him. This is a strange story. Amale kmo, tzavli de'echol. Slice it off and give me some of that. Chazed avikam chasem. He saw that his servant was being kind of hesitant. Amarle bavloit. You must be from Bavel. Gum shadi. So throw it out. Which means, and the Rishonim were kind of unclear on why Rabbi Chanina felt that he, as a Ben Eretz Yisrael, couldn't eat this stuff because his servant, who was from Bavel, was hesitant about cutting it. Either because Vaim Hamutarim, Vachir Min HaGomen Iser, whatever it is. Tadar Rishim Gamliel Omer, B'nei Me'ayin Shenikvu. If you have the innards, the intestines that were punctured, V'lechaso Tamtanim. There's some sort of liquid that seals it up. K'sherat. So my lecha, what's the liquid? Rav Kana, Shirka de Me'aya Denafik Agavduchka. It's liquid that comes from the Me'ayim that gets pushed out when there's pressure, and that's the liquid. So Gemira Chavrayi de Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Abba. So Rabbi Abba's colleagues would learn from Rabbi Abba. Who's that? Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Chavrayi de Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira. Or Rabbi Zeira's colleagues would learn from him and Rabbi Abba. Either it's Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Zeira learning together. Rabbi Yochanan. They eventually quoted Rabbi Yochanan after this chain. Halachak Mishim Gamliel Betreifa. Halachak Rabbi Shimon Ba'avel. What's Mishim Gamliel Betreifa? Hadamran. The statement that we said about the sealed piece, the Lakula. Rishim Ba'avel Mahi, what's that? None. Kol Shloshem Mishonim. Let's say that there's a fellow who comes to visit home and finds that a relative has died, and it's within 3 days of when he was buried. Ba'mi Makom Karov, so if he came from a place that's within 1 day's walk, when he could have gotten there during the first day, Monei Mahan, he starts counting, he's in his third day already of Shiva. Makom Rachok, but if he came from further than that, Monei Latzmo, he starts counting a first day then, and he's gonna be on his own schedule. If he comes after the third day, according to Tanakama, he then still starts his own count, even if he was close by. Rabbi Shimon disagreed and said, if you're Makom Karov, even if you come on the last day, you count, you're on the last day, and you have 1 day. Okay, Amar Mandahu, somebody said, one of these, Rabbi Abba Zera, I'm going to go make Aliyah and learn this from the author of this statement. Which, if you look ahead, that above, that was the tradition who got this from Yochanan. Did you really say that we were like Rosh Hashanah, Lakula, Betrefa, about the B'nai Me'ayim and the liquid? I said, Ein Halacha. Just like we have in the previous stuff with Rabbi Shimon. What about Rishim Ravel? Amarlei Plukta Ninu. That's actually a machloket. Deit mar Rav Chista mar halacha. Rav Yochan halacha. Rachon amar ein halacha. Alright. Ve'ein halacha. Rishim Gamliel Treifa. V'chak Rav Shimon Ba'avel. But in the end, what's the final result? We do not rule like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Betreifa, and just because that liquid seals it up, it's not considered sealed. But we do rule like Rabbi Shimon because the Rashi Halacha Kedivrei Hamekel Ba'avel Jusan Mori Katan. We always rule like the lenient opinion when it comes to Avelut. Shem Barchia, Hamakifim Bivnei Me'ayim. unlike what we had with the Re'ah, where if you have one bleb, you don't pop it, look next to the to one next to it to compare them, but we do that with Bnei Me'ayim. Hanu Bnei Me'ayim da'atu l'kamei d'Rava. So they had some innards that came to Rava. Akfina v'loi damu. He cut one, and it turned out it didn't look like another puncture that was there, and therefore he said that must have been before Shechita. He came and he actually felt it. The idamu, and they did feel like. Amarle manalacha. So Rava said, "How do you know to do that?" Think about how many people felt this until it got to you. So of course they won't look alike, but that doesn't mean it was before shechita. Amarle chakim briba treifot Rabbi Yochanan. This is the second time we've heard in the Masachet where Rava praised his son as being brilliant like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Davi Tavai, the two of them said, "Mikifim berea," that we do compare blebs in a rea, in a lung. Rava lomran elabo ta'aruga, that's only if it's on the same side. Rugala ruga, from one side to the other, lo. Vilchata filim ya rugala ruga. The halacha is we even compare from one side to the other. Midaka ledaka, from one animal to another, if they're both, let's say, from the flock. Or migasa ligasa, or both from the herd, but not from flock to herd. Lo migasa ledaka, lo midaka ligasa, because they're, of course, different sizes, and one will tell you nothing about the other. What this mikifin, again, to remind you what it means, is that if there's a certain wound, and we can't tell if it's before Shechita or after Shechita, we make another one, and if it looks alike, then we know the other one was after Shechita also. Something of that kind of comparison. Abaye v'Rava d'Amri Tavaye Makifin Mekanei. You do the same thing in the windpipe. Papa Lamana Elabo Tachulia. Again, that's only within the same ring. Chulia l'chulia lo. Not from one ring to the other. V'Hilchata Afil Mechulia l'chulia. Again, l'kula. We even go from one ring to the other. From bar chulia to bar chulia, or from the sub area between the rings to the other, but you can't compare what's in a ring to what's in the membrane between the rings, because that's going to be different. Amar Ziri, chalcholet shenikva kshera, hoel v'irechayim ma'midot ota. So if you have the rectum is as a puncture in it, then it's kasher because the hips keep it up. Where it sits together, it could be up to row. Once it's row, it's already trefa. But if it's the place where it's not stuck together, bimasha, the smallest amount renders it trefa. So the students told Rava this statement in Rav Nachman's name. He said, don't attribute such silly statements to Rav Nachman. Hachim Rav Nachman, makom adavek afilu nital kulo kasher. If it's at the spot where it's together, even if the whole thing's gone, it's kasher. Shayir bo kadei tfisa, as long as there's enough to grab onto. V'chama amrabai kimlo bata b'torah. Like a finger, and if it's an ox, all you need is a little bit of a finger to grab onto, and that's enough. So you don't need a rove to be there. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the next treif on our list, hakares aprimi, with the inner stomach, and then we're going to look at the meses and the other parts of the stomach. Okay, in the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.